an extra long or extra special sports this morning because Mike is not going to be around tomorrow. He's heading to Florida. So we're going to do a lot today. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
So we ended up with about 7.5 inches at my house yesterday. And nobody, and if you went over 1.5 miles to like to the east or to the north, nothing. Same thing to the west. It was just this one block that got this snowfall out of nowhere.
That's crazy.
It is. Like a snow thing just formed over the area, didn't move and stayed there for like 8 hours.
That's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's nuts. Anyways, well, speaking about nuts, before we do anything else, I got to pass this story along to you. I saw the headline and I didn't understand it, okay? Jeff Brohm's former high school, okay, listen to this, cancels classes after threat prompted by Purdue decision. That's a weird headline, isn't it?
By Purdue decision?
Yep. Louisville's Trinity High School canceled their classes because of a threat against the school. Why? Due to Jeff Brohm deciding to remain at Purdue. Now, Jeff comes from that school, and he was announced that he would take over the head coaching job at Louisville. Okay, then he decided no, he was going to stay at Purdue and not go to Louisville. So that prompted people to call in death threats to the school.
What?
We live in a crazy world. We live in a crazy world. It's nuts.
What's wrong with these people?
It's just nuts. I mean,
can't they trace these calls and lock these people up?
Oh, they'll find out who did it. But still, it's just, you look at a headline like that, you say, what? It's beyond crazy. It's insane. It's insane.
That is nuts.
Anyway, I had to bring that story to the forefront because it's just crazy.
Yeah, that's messed up.
All right. So with that being said, the next worthless headline is LeBron James wants his son to play for Coach K.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess his son's not as good as him then.
That's
right. He didn't play in college.
That's right. Bingo. Thank you very much. I didn't say that, but he did. I think the one and done in college I can live with just because the NCAA makes so much money on these kids. And why take up space in school if you're going to just move on to the NBA? But I think the kids need some sort of transition. You can't just go from being a 17 or 18-year-old in high school into professional sports. It can't be good in the long run. It can't. But anyway, so
not many people can do it. They don't have the head for it.
There's a couple of people that have done it, but it's just there's more people that have failed at it than have succeeded at it. It's just that they talk about the Kobe Bryants and LeBron James, okay, but they don't talk about the countless ones that have failed and have met miserable and horrible lives.
Once you reach high school, college for sure. And then once you go become a pro, whether people like to hear it or not, you're just a piece of meat.
Yeah,
that's all you are.
Yeah.
You're a piece of meat that can produce what a university or a professional team wants from you. And when you can't produce anymore, they're done with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is. I mean, it's just like any other job you have. As long as you can perform your job, you're useful. When you can't perform your job, you're done. And that's the way it is with an athlete. And it doesn't matter whether you're 17, 27, or 37. Once you can't produce for whoever you're playing for, it was nice, but there's the door. And that's the way it is. And that's what these kids don't realize when they're coming out of high school. And, you know, everybody thinks that they're invincible at that point. And you're going to play against professionals, and 90% of them can't hack it. They can't do it. They might be able to do it in 4 or 5 years, but they don't want to wait. They want to go now, and that's the decision they make, and they have to live with it. There's a lot of people that went from high school or 1 year in college to the professional level and thought they were ready, and they're not. And a lot of them take a little more time after that 1 year to get there, whereas if they stayed in college, they'd be better prepared for it and can make the transition better. But the almighty dollar, And who's to say who's right and who's wrong? Because if you get hurt, you can't play anymore, you can't earn anymore. So it's a vicious circle that you have to live with, and it's just the way it is.
All right. Let's go on to our NFL picks tonight.
Yep. Hey, before we do that, there was two slaughters last night, and everybody says they do it for the money.
You did the Monmouth. How'd the Monmouth game turn out?
Oh, it wasn't bad. Monmouth only lost by 46.
Okay.
But it wasn't that Kentucky played well, because I watched the game. It's just that Monmouth is god-awful. They stink. How they schedule Kentucky, and they say they do it for the money. I don't care. They couldn't pay my kids enough money to get destroyed like this. And worse than that, St. Peter's College played Auburn. Are you kidding me? That was a 50-point loss. That's just disgusting. I don't care who you are. You want to make money, have a car wash or something. Don't go out and let your kids get slaughtered by these teams they shouldn't even be in the same building with.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to hear somebody say, oh, well, you know, they got a chance. Yeah, they got a chance. One in a billion they got.
They got a lesser chance of winning that game than people of winning Powerball.
That's probably true.
That's right. And then you're going to have people say, well, it's good for them to face up against teams. And no, it's not. It's never good. As someone who is not a great athlete, okay, but still like to play sports and like to participate, I can tell you right now, I don't care. When you go up against something, and I'll put it this way in golf, even though you don't understand golf, Mike.
I understand golf.
But when I as like a 20 handicap go up against a 1 handicap golfer, and I've got all the handicaps and everything like that, and the 1 handicap golfer whips my ass, that doesn't make me feel better. It doesn't make me feel better.
When these little schools play these big schools, there's just so much depth, and there's just such a difference in the athletic ability of these teams. They don't have a shot from the opening whistle. The only sport where this can happen is in baseball, where if a small school, by some stroke of luck, gets a stud pitcher, he can keep them in the game for as long as he's in there, and that'll keep it down. But basketball, football, it's impossible to do that, because it's more of a team sport where one player can't dictate something like in baseball, and it's just going to get ugly, and it got ugly there. And I watched that because I like watching Kentucky play, and thank God the St. Peter's game wasn't on TV, because that would have been a debacle. Almost as bad as the Knicks game last night, who, by the way, got beat by 26. And they're professionals.
All right. A team continually in transition. All right.
Yeah, for what? 25 years.
That's what I mean. And you go back, Red Holzman is definitely not only spinning in his grave, he's dribbling in his grave.
No, he knocked the stone down. Yeah. He don't even want anybody to come see him anymore.
All right. Tonight, New Orleans is at Dallas. 10-1 versus 6-5. Even though it's in Dallas, that'll make it a little closer game. I'm picking New Orleans. What about you?
I don't care if it was in Paraguay. New Orleans is beating Dallas tonight.
Now just listen to some of the records that are matched up this week in the NFL. Just listen to some of the records. Baltimore versus Atlanta, 6-5, 4-7. Denver and Cincinnati, 5-6, 5-6. Arizona at Green Bay, 2-9, 4-6-1. Listen, Buffalo at Miami, 4-7 versus 5-6. And then you have the good games where you have a good team. Chicago versus the Giants, 8-3 versus 3-8. You have L.A. versus Detroit. Listen to this one, 10-1 versus 4-7. My God. So let's go on. We'll pick the Sunday games now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go first. And, of course, we go right to the big board, and I'm taking L.A. over Detroit. It's the first
Which
one.
L.A. team?
The Rams.
All right.
I am taking I hate to say this, but I am taking Chicago over the Giants, even though the game's at Giants Stadium.
Wow, we might be 4-4 here.
Yeah, I think that if the Giants would have continued with their first half play in the second half, I'd have given them a shot in this game. They didn't. It's gonna and it's just gonna. So I'm taking Chicago in that game. And then another Sunday game, I'm going to take Kansas City over Oakland.
We did it, folks. We went 4-for-4. We have the same exact games right across the board. I got New Orleans, Kansas City. I wrote Green Bay in, and then I kept looking at the games, and I said, no, I'm going to take the Rams. So we have four identical games this weekend.
All right.
And as far as the Giant game goes, this could be Eli Manning's last game for the Giants, folks, because the Bears are going to put a beating on them this weekend.
You know, it's so interesting. There's no motivation now for the Giants. They had motivation last week at halftime. They were leading for some reason.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. You know why? You get paid to play.
I know.
When you get paid to play, your motivation is your paycheck.
I agree with you, but it's today's NFL, and if you look around,
it's all sports. Right.
I mean, you look at these records: Washington and Philadelphia, 6-5, 5-6. San Francisco at Seattle, 2-9, 6-5.
Well, way back when, probably like 20 years ago, the powers that be that control the NFL wanted more parity, so they implemented a salary cap. Well, this is it. This is socialism in sports, folks. Everybody's equal. It don't work. It's garbage.
All right.
That's what this is. Everybody feeds from the same trough. Well, the only problem is you're not eating filet mignon anymore. You're eating dog food.
Absolutely right. So I want you to have fun in Florida.
Oh, I will. I'm going to be hanging out with my 82-year-old aunt. It's going to be beautiful.
It's going to be nice weather. And when did you come back, on Tuesday?
No, I come back Monday.
Okay, come back Monday. But we'll speak to you live from Florida before you fly out Monday, right?
Yeah, my flight's not until around 11:45 or something.
All right.
Well, I got to take her to the doctor before I go to the airport. So, it's all right. It's all good.
That's right.
I love my aunt. I can't wait to see her.
All right. Hey, Mike, have a good time, and we'll speak to you on Monday.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Take care. Mike Cosby with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.